Welcome to the Over 40 Alpha Podcast with your host, Funk Roberts. Funk has co-authored the best-selling book, Rapid Body Makeover. He is a master metabolic trainer, has been interviewed as a fitness expert on NBC, ABC, and CBS affiliates, and has a dedicated following of over 1.5 million people worldwide. With this podcast, Funk is dedicated to helping men in their 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond to regain their manhood and reach their highest potential through fitness, health, nutrition, mindset, and becoming over 40 alpha men. Join me in welcoming your host, Funk Roberts.
We are live, we are live, we are live, people. And welcome to the Over 40 Alpha Podcast. This is episode number 48, and I'm back, baby. The Funkster is back in the house, and I'm so happy to be here. For those of you people who do not know me, I am Funk Roberts. I'm a former professional athlete turned online transformation coach for men over 40, 50, 60, 70. That's what I do. I'm known as the guy who helps men in their 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s get in the best shape of their life through my four pillars to success, my four pillars to a healthy lifestyle includes mindset, includes recovery, which also includes sleep, of course, workouts and nutrition. When you put all four of those things together, you have an unstoppable over 40 alpha male who will be in the best shape of their lives. And I'm excited and happy that you're here. And again, welcome to the podcast. This is where we talk about everything and anything to do with helping men over 40 get into incredible shape with creating alpha males. You know, that's what we want to do here. And I'm back, baby. It's July. It's hot as heck here in Toronto. You know, almost 40 degrees pretty much every day, 40 degrees Celsius. So for you Americans, I'm not sure what that is in Fahrenheit, but you can do the math. In other words, it's hot. It's super, super hot, super, super humid. And I am not at all complaining because for me, I love the heat. I love the heat. And so I'm bringing the heat for you today because in this episode today, we are going to talk about nutrition, but more importantly, we're going to talk about the 10 foods that are killing men over 40, not killing men over 40, but 10 foods men over 40 should, 10 foods men, period, should avoid. And the foods that are killing your testosterone levels, because frankly, that is what I do. I help men naturally boost their testosterone, again, through those four pillars. Because when you focus on testosterone, all of the other goals that you may have when it comes to fitness, you know, weight loss, burn that belly fat, build some lean muscle, increase your energy, you know, reverse type 2 diabetes, improve your immune system, you know, better libido, you know, more energy, more confidence, whatever it is. It all stems from our testosterone levels, right? And you guys know that. I talk about that all the time. That's what this podcast is all about. But if you're new to this podcast, that could be an aha moment for you. You're like, why am I not losing weight? Why can't I build muscle? Well, you can't build muscle because of sarcopenia, but it's also because you don't have a lot of testosterone. You know, why is it hard for me to get rid of this belly fat? Why don't I feel like doing anything? Why am I depressed? Why am I stressed? When I go to the doctor, I have type 2 diabetes, you know, he's saying I'm pre-diabetic. Why are all these things happening? Why is my metabolism slow? Why don't I feel motivated? All of those things has everything to do with your testosterone levels. And once you understand that your focus should be on testosterone and how to increase your testosterone while keeping all those killer T hormones at bay, then your life will change forever. And it doesn't matter if you're in your late 30s, doesn't matter if you're in your 40s, doesn't matter if you're 50s. I'm 51 years old. I went through all of the ailments that 90% of guys go through when they hit 40 in their late 30s. And I had to turn around and focus on testosterone. But before we start, if you're listening to this podcast right now and you're like kind of like there saying, hey man, I don't know where to start. I don't know what to eat. I don't know when to eat. I don't know what type of workouts to do because the workouts I'm doing right now aren't working. I just got an amazing email today because every single day, literally every day, I get an email or we get a post in the Over 40 Alpha Brotherhood or something or a message from somebody who is in the Brotherhood using the Over 40 Alpha program. By the way, if you're not in the Over 40 Alpha program, get in it, over40alpha.com. Go to over40alpha.com. That's $1 trial, 30 days. In 30 days, you're going to lose weight. You're going to literally transform your body and your habits in 30 days. Like I was mentioning before, my boy Joe just sent literally at 1 hour ago, sent me an email saying, you know, he showed me his pictures before and after 90 days. Cause after every 90 days, we hook you up with a t-shirt. It's like a milestone. And Joseph's just like, yeah, man, I've been struggling with my weight loss for years. I trained for many marathons, ran a couple, been working out at my local gym, but all of them with very minimal results. I thank God I found this brotherhood. Thank you, brother, from the bottom of my heart. And you should see his before and after. It's unbelievable. His before and after is unbelievable. It's like a big belly before, and he's kind of very soft. And now he's like, his belly's gone, and he's starting to like lean out. Oh, man, that's only 90 days. So my brother man, Joseph, big up to Joseph, and big up to all of the guys in the brotherhood. And again, if you haven't joined the brotherhood, if you're not in the brotherhood, go to over40alpha.com. Stop this right now. Stop this podcast right now. Pause it. Go to over40alpha.com. Join, because it's only $1. And then come back and listen to this podcast, because it's a perfect segue into some of the things you're going to learn. And what's really important, this is one of the podcast episodes that I've been wanting to do for a long time, because, you know, generally speaking, and listen, I've been guilty of this. We as trainers, coaches, we talk more about like what foods to eat, what things to do, you know, as opposed to what to avoid. Because I've often found in my many years of training and my many years of coaching that, let's cheers. And here's a training and coaching that you can tell people all the foods to eat, and they'll be like, yeah, I'm eating that. Yeah, I'm eating that. Oh, yeah. But then when you start telling them, oh, but you can't eat this, you can't eat that, and you can't eat that, it's just like, okay, that makes sense. Because there's been many times where I'm like, okay, these are the things you should be eating. Someone's going to come up to me and they're like, oh, yeah, well, I am eating that, and I'm still not getting results. Okay, well, let's look at the foods you need to avoid. And lo and behold, check mark, they're eating those foods. So there's a big cancel out. You know, you can't out-train a bad diet. You can't outsmart a bad diet. You know what I mean? You may be thinking, oh, yeah, especially when we're 40s, especially in the late 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, I've saying this all the time, our margin for error is super, super small. We can't do the things we used to. We can't work out the way we used to. We can't eat the way we used to, and our body just metabolizes it, or, you know, we just automatically get, you know, results. We can't not sleep like we used to and still, you know, perform at work or, you know, in school or what have you, like we could when we were younger. Like all of those things that we took, took advantage of, that's not the word I'm looking for, but all those things that we used to do that we just kind of like, oh yeah, this is kind of like life is, it punches you in the face when you hit 40, because then you can't, none of those things work anymore. Even the way you worked out in the gym, those bodybuilding style workouts and all those other things, they don't work. So our margin for error is super, super low. Can you get in the best shape of your life? Can you lose that belly fat and keep it off for the rest of your life? Can you build muscle and stay lean and ripped for the rest of your life? Can you get seven to nine hours sleep every day and keep your stress levels low? 1,000,000%. Can you actually get in better shape now than you were when you were younger? 1,000,000,000%. I see it every single day. We have, I think, our membership's now about 4,500 guys right now, and literally hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of transformations, of testimonials, hundreds. Like, I'm not talking just like a few. I'm not talking about 10. I'm not talking about 20. I'm not talking about 50. I'm talking about hundreds. Day in and day out, man. It's crazy. It's amazing. And not just like physical transformation, but also testosterone, like, because one of the things that we do in the brotherhood is we actually we suggest that all these guys do home testosterone tests, get their testosterone checked. And then every 3 months, 3 to 4 months, you continue to get it checked. And so we have data from these guys who send it to us or post it on in the Facebook group to say, hey, this is look at my T levels now from where it was before. Right. And then you can see the byproduct, which is incredible health, amazing health, specifically in these pandemic times and the coronavirus times and the times where immunity needs to be at its best, obesity needs to be at its lowest. You know, all of the health issues, the comorbidities that people have, we have to get on top of that. We're not talking enough about how important it is to eat healthy. It is how important it is to work out, how important it is to get sleep, how important it is to supplement with you know, supplements that we may be deficient in, how important it is to get whey protein into our bodies. Like, no one's talking about that. Everyone's just talking about how many people are dying and where COVID is and we need to wash our hands and wear masks. Sure, we need to wash our hands and wear a mask and social distance. Physical distance, not social distance. We need to physically distance. We need to wash our hands. We need to put masks on. But no one's talking about the actual, you know, what's going to help us improve our immunity so that we can fight this thing if we get it. And, it's crazy. So as I was mentioning before, you can't out-smart, you can't out-train, you can't out-do any nutrition. Nutrition's always going to be the final, it's always going to be the first thing you should be focused on, but it's usually the last thing people focus on. They get the workouts in, they may even change the sleep, you know, but it's the nutrition thing that seems that, you know what it is? It's because there's so many diets out there and restrictive diets and fad diets and stupid diets that are out there that are tough to follow. You know, they're very hard to follow. So you're here and there, you're in this diet, then you're bouncing from this diet to this diet. You never get results. And you just think this is too hard, but it's not hard. It's super easy. The nutrition plan, my Meditest Boost nutrition plan that all of these guys use, they all use the exact same plan, exact same foundation, right? The system, is totally the same. You just customize a system to yourself by choosing the foods that you like, but you're putting it into a formula. You're just balanced plates of carbs, fats, proteins, starchy carbs, fats, proteins, and vegetables or fruits that are rich in micronutrients that are going to help boost your testosterone. Micronutrients are going to keep your other hormones at bay, like estrogen and cortisol and insulin, and you're gonna boost your thyroid, which is a metabolism, like all of these things. But all you have to do is just choose. Okay, this week I'm gonna have these are my carbs, these are the proteins I'm gonna have this week, here's some of the fats, and that's it. And then on top of that, though, it's not just about the foods that you eat, because that's super important. Obviously, that's kind of the first step. Let's start by the first step could even be what we're going to talk about today, which is the foods you need to avoid, the foods that are killing your testosterone, the foods that men over 40 need to avoid. Once you just literally start there, then and just start cutting those things out, you're going to immediately feel better. And then once that starts to happen, you can move into ensuring that you have 3 meals a day, carbs, fats, proteins, vegetables from a list that will ensure that not only you're going to, you know, keep your metabolism going so you can burn calories throughout the day to replenish your glycogen stores after your workouts, but of course, testosterone. So you can lose weight, you can build muscle, you can burn fat and so on and so forth, and just feel better and just be in the best. You're going to feel the best, you're going to be happy, and you're going to look the best. And like I say, I see it time and time again, but you can do it either way. How I teach it is, this is the nutrition that you want to start eating right from the get-go, from day one. When you join the Brotherhood, the first week, all we focus on is nutrition. Yes, there's workouts there. You get monthly workouts. Every single month is a new workout. There's going to be 20. There's already 20 months of workouts. 20 months. That's insane. That's crazy. So you're going to have like 2 years of new workouts that you can do in the comfort of your own home. You don't even need equipment if you don't have any. And then, of course, nutrition pretty much stays the same. It doesn't really change. The system works. So I try to ensure that you get your nutrition right away. The first week to 10 days, all I'm focusing on for you is making sure that you're eating. You post your meals in the Brotherhood, and I'll go in there and I like check it out, and all the other brothers who have been in there for months and months will be there too. But you know, like I said, it's important to understand. So I kind of just went through, you know, kind of like the things that you need to do and why you need to do it and how important testosterone is, but and the meals that you should be eating throughout the day. But it's now time to just talk about what we need to avoid. So once we kind of get a feel for, okay, these are the plates, these are the type of macronutrients I need on my plate, what are things I need to stay away from? What are things that are killing my testosterone? So I'm going to go through 10 things, 10 foods that are killing your testosterone. You probably didn't even know, but there's some that you already know, like food number one, which is simple sugars. Simple carbs, sugars, breads, pastas, pastries, desserts. Actually, pasta, a lot of people think that pasta is a good carb, but it's not. It's a killer, baby. It's a killer. It's good for your cheat or your guilt-free meal, but not on an everyday thing. But you know, sugar, there's lots of studies that show we already know that sugar is bad for you. We already know what sugar does for your health. We already know what sugar does for fat storage. But sugar will also immediately, within 2 hours, decrease your testosterone levels. There's been studies that show that, and that's you know, and that's also part of that also has to do with having a high level of insulin, right? Because the insulin's a hormone that is secreted after you're eating. And if you have a high level of insulin, then you're going to have low testosterone, right? You're going to continue to have that low testosterone. So people who are continually eating those foods that cause your levels to rise will stimulate the secretion of insulin all the time is going to actually block that testosterone, right? Because again, it's not just the one time, it's like the constant eating of sugars and breads. And you know, you go in and you go to the corner, you know, you go to like a coffee shop and you have, you know, you're having bagels and, you know, sandwiches on white bread, and just like you're eating whole wheat bread, all that stuff. That's what it's you know, the insulin in that, and obviously the sugar intake, and not just the breads, it's also desserts and donuts and all of those things that are you know, that are gonna keep your testosterone levels low, very, very low. So the first thing, and other than that, I mean, you're gonna increase body fat, you're gonna decrease muscle mass. Like sugar, it should be the number one thing. It's the toughest thing to get rid of because it's very addictive, right? Sugar, there's a sugar in so many things, so many foods. There's a lot of sugar in all the foods that we're gonna be talking about, but we have to make sure that we are staying away from that, because once you start to stay, and you know, sugar also increases inflammation. Inflammation blocks your testosterone. Inflammation, if you have any like ailments, like a shoulder injury, or you know, you have joint pain, right? That just gets magnified when you eat sugars. So when you're thinking that you're having this, oh, I'm having my comfort food, and then after you have the comfort food, you feel bloated, your joints start to hurt, your knee hurts, your lower back hurts. Like, oh, but now you're not. But what happens is you don't correlate the fact that just before you ate, your back was okay, your knees were fine, and then all of a sudden you eat, and all of a sudden you try to get up, and like, oh, my back, oh, my knees, man, I'm getting old. And you don't correlate the fact that, hey, man, you just blasted yourself with sugar that's going to inflame you. And, you know, yes, you're getting old, but that's not the reason why you're feeling that joint pain right this second. Right. I feel it too. Whenever I, you know, have a guilt-free meal and it's like chocolate, right off the bat, my shoulder starts to hurt. My knees start to hurt. And I know, I'm like, oh God, that's that inflammation, man. I can't do this. I can't. Yeah. It's not worth it for me. It's 100% not worth it for me. The juice is not worth the squeeze. Not for me. I mean, there's so many other healthy, you know, foods that are good and manly, right? I find that these foods aren't manly. That's where I'm going with this, because our testosterone is our number one male hormone, and anything that's killing it is not manning it up, you know, not bigging it up. So the first food you need to get rid of, and this is kind of like, I'm going to put it into a category of simple carbs, sugars, which include like simple carbs include pasta, sugars like breads and pastries and desserts and junk food and all that crap. Get rid of it. Second food Okay, so you wrote down sugar, write down this one. Get a pen and write these down. Second one is alcohol. Beer specifically. Listen, man, the hops in beer is so estrogenic. It's unbelievable. Like, it's actually, the hops in beer is actually being used right now and being studied as a treatment for women who have menopause. So that tells you that if it's so estrogenic, like if you want to optimize your testosterone, you got to get rid of the beer, man. You got to get rid of the beer. There's so much research that shows that even two drinks a day, right? Like add it up. So that's, you know, 14 drinks a week will lower your testosterone, but just even occasional glass of wine or occasional glass of alcohol is going to destroy your testosterone. It's going to plummet it. And not only that, see, here's the thing. Estrogen is a female hormone. We need a little bit of estrogen. We need a little bit of it, but too much estrogen causes belly fat, right? Causes belly fat. Obviously, hormonal imbalance. Obviously, your testosterone level is not going to produce. And so when you have high levels of estrogen due to the foods you eat, due to the alcohol that you drink, I mean, you're going to see that decrease. In fact, your testosterone levels just in 3 weeks can decrease up to 6.8%. That's what studies show. So it's like, again, it's something that is manly, right? Like, listen, beer, I used to be a massive beer drinker, but I also used to have a massive beer belly. That was a weird thing, because even as a professional athlete, even if I was lean, I still had that belly. It's something that I always hid until I stopped drinking. You know, I haven't had a beer in years, like 5 years, maybe four, I don't know, 5 years or so. And, you know, I'm six pack. I have an ongoing six pack, like literally. If you just stop drinking beer and stop drinking alcohol for 2 months, and that's it. You're gonna lose weight big time. You're gonna lose that belly, like it's crazy. It's very estrogenic, and it's funny because beer is marketed as a man's drink. You know, I'm gonna go home and have a beer, crack open a beer with my buddies, right? Meanwhile, but and hey, that again. 20s, 30s, go for it, man. Go get sow your oats, get your beer in, drink. But as we get older, is it really even worth it? Is it worth it? Is a beer, drinking a beer, really worth killing your testosterone levels? Like, it's not. It's not worth it, man. It's just, you want to feed your body healthy foods, healthy nutrients, right? Like, I don't know. I never understood just having one beer to begin with, because I just don't understand having a beer. Why would you just have a beer? Beers is going to cause all of this stuff. So why would just have one, right? And then again, I've had many, you know, many inebriated days and nights drinking when I was younger, and even early in my 40s, because I had turned to that because of, you know, I didn't know what was going on with my body. And when I went to the doctor and realized it was testosterone, then I made that switch. But I'm telling you guys, it's like, that's the one thing that you can just kind of like push to the side. I got another email from Nick the other day, Nick R, my boy, Nick R. He sent me, I think I posted a picture of Nick R on my Instagram, or Funk Roberts Fitness. On my Instagram, I definitely did in the testimonial section. Nick sent me his week three accountability, because we do accountability stuff, and he sent me his before and after. It's like, oh my god, buddy, it's incredible. He's like, you know, right now he went from 197, I think, to 176, I think, right now, within 3 months, which is but it's not. See, here's the thing with the program. Here's the thing: when you eat healthy and you work out, and you know, you focus on recovery, the weight that you lose, the fat that you burn, it's real. It's not something that's gonna bounce back because you did some keto diet or you did some paleo thing or whatever, where you lost a little bit of weight and then it's just gonna bounce back because you haven't learned. It's actually, he's learned. So the fat that comes off, literally, it's melting off his body. And he's like, it seems that so he says, I will say this program is pretty easy to stick with. It's very easy to stick with my eating. I've not cheated on my diet. except for my guilt-free meals, which I give them. I have not had a drop of alcohol since I started. Right there. That's the big thing. I do know that I will change. That will change because I have a vacation coming up and I'll probably have a few drinks, which is great. I'm not saying not to drink at all, but if your goal right off the gate is, you know, I need to lose weight, I need to lose 20 pounds or 15 pounds or 30 pounds or 100 pounds or whatever it is, until you reach your goal, that's when you can introduce alcohol. But you're going to soon find out that it's not even worth it. You're going to, because again, I've been doing this thing for years, and with men over 40, it's been, we're almost going on 2 years now. I've got guys going into month number, I think 16 right now. So it's 16 months in this program. Like, and then the betas that were in this program from time. And they're still going. And they like, once you get past phase 12, which is the first year, even obviously during, you're losing a ton of weight and you're looking good and you're building muscle and you're getting in great shape and you have a new lifestyle. But once they hit like phase 13, man, it's unbelievable the shape they're in and how easy it is. And it's more like, you know, just maintaining. And then I always give them new workouts. So I'm always trying to challenge them, right? Because I don't like this, I'm in maintenance mode thing. We're never in maintenance mode. We're always trying to better ourselves, whether it's, I'm, you know, giving them new type of exercises or a new style of workout, or, you know, I'm always trying to challenge them to try to stay outside the comfort zone. But the nutrition always stays constant. So if it's a muscle building phase, then they know, oh, I'm going to add a little bit more carbs. If it's a fat loss phase, then okay, I'm just going to still have starchy carbs during all my meals, but I'm just going to have a little bit less, or I may fast for a day, whatever it is. I don't know how I got on that topic. The whole point is a lot of them were drinkers before, or were, you know, social drinkers or whatever. And most of them don't drink anymore. Most of them don't drink anymore. If they drink, it's like maybe once every 2 months or 3 months or on vacation. But I've seen guys try to implement it back into their life, and they're just like, it's not even worth it. Because when you do start drinking and you've got, your results have been so great, and you start bringing in alcohol again, you see how fast that alcohol will bounce you back, right? Like it literally, right off the bat, you'd be like, oh shit, man, I'm seeing the bulge again. How, like, I just had, you know, 3 days of drinking on vacation. And the hardest part for us guys to lose is lower belly fat, right? Women have, you know, their thighs, the glutes, the hips. Men, it's lower belly fat and man boobs if you have, if you're very estrogenic. So you don't want to have to go through the stress when you don't need to. Now, I'm not saying don't drink. I'm just saying once you hit your goal, then you can introduce drinking back in, however levels that is, whatever. But again, you know, like, as I'm telling you guys this is not just me like preaching about these are the things you got to stay away from. You can eat all of this stuff if you want, but now you know the effects. Because right now I'm going to assume you don't know the effects. You didn't know that alcohol is estrogenic. You didn't know that simple carbs and sugars and breads and pastries and, you know, a bagel at the coffee shop or muffins, like all that stuff, you know, will cause an immediate drop in your testosterone. You didn't know that. Now you do, though. And you didn't know that dairy, which is number three, dairy has, you know, men who consume more milk and dairy products have a higher level of estradiol, which is a female hormone. So when you go get your estrogen tested, right? Sorry, when you go get your testosterone tested, you can do just your testosterone, your free total testosterone, your free testosterone, your testosterone to estradiol test. And estradiol is the female hormone. And the more you have of that, the less testosterone you're going to have, right? That's the primary male hormone. I tell you that before. And so you want to, and again, the more estrogen you have, the chances of erectile dysfunction, the chances of increasing your belly fat and man boobs, you know, all of those things increase when you have more estrogen. So you want to stay away from dairy, like milk. Like, there are some cheeses that you can have for sure. You can have almond milk, but you know, you want to stay away from milk. And a lot of cow, like a lot of animal feed, has soy in it. And you're going to find in a second that soy is also estrogenic. And it's one of the foods you want to stay away from, because soy estrogen is a killer of testosterone. It's not just about what's going to raise our testosterone levels. It's about what's killing our testosterone levels. Estrogen's huge. There's a lot of estrogenetic foods out there, foods that contain estrogen. And we want to stay away from those foods. We need a little bit of estrogen, don't get me wrong, but too much. So people who drink a lot of milk, I have guys in my program who are from different countries, who, where milk is like countries like Africa and India and Pakistan and some of those other countries out there where milk is something that, milk is just something that we have, right? Don't realize that it's one of the things that's keeping them estrogenic. It's one of the things that's killing their T levels, right? It's one of the things that are keeping them from getting their results. So once I say, okay, get rid of the dairy, get rid of the milk specifically, it's like, oh, sheesh. Okay. This is what's okay. Now I understand. Right. So, you definitely want to stay away from dairy. Almond milk's good. I mean, almond milk in a smoothie after your workout, you know, but listen, milk's for kids and probably people who are 90 years old who have, you know, very low calcium, but milk is not for men at 40s, 50s. If you're drinking milk at 40s, 50s, 60s, if I see a grown man drinking chocolate milk, I will knock that chocolate milk right out of their hands without even saying anything. I'll just go in and slap right out of the hand, man. What the hell? And they'll know too. They'll be like, oh, that's funk. Okay. That's shit. I tried to sneak that dairy in, but he'd slap that thing right out of my hand. Like, just violently slap it. That'd be great. Anyways, number four is soy. Estrogen, baby. Soy equals estrogen. You men who are on vegetarian diets, if you're listening to this, I'm shaking my head right now. Shame on you. Shame on you. I understand why you would go on a vegetarian diet at the beginning, because you don't know. You just know that whatever diet you were on that was filled with all of this shitty foods that I'm talking about was making you feel shitty, and you couldn't lose weight. And your girlfriend or your girl that you're dating or some chick that you're following on Instagram or some stupid ass Netflix movie tells you that, oh, you got to become a vegetarian. And then you start feeding into this whole vegetarian thing, meat is murder and all that bullshit. And then what happens is you jump on the vegetarian diet. And then guess what happens? You get great results. Why? Because you stop eating the shitty foods. Remember when I started this podcast, I said, you could do two. One, you can take this two ways. You can just get rid of these foods and you're going to feel great. And then we start focusing on the foods that are going to help balance your hormones and boost your testosterone. Or you can just start by getting the foods that are going to help boost your testosterone and balance your hormones, and then begin eliminating the foods I'm talking about. While the vegetarian is eliminating all the shitty foods, but they're going on another shitty diet that doesn't boost your testosterone levels, or it's super hard. So at first you feel great. You'll be like, man, I felt great. I lost all this weight. I'm feeling good. And then 2 months go down and I'm always tired and I'm always sick and I just have no energy and I'm weak and I have no muscle. And, I'm feeling more estrogen. I'm feeling more female than I ever have been. What's going on here? I gotta eat more soy. I gotta eat more tofu. I gotta eat edamame. I gotta go and get a post-workout soy protein isolate shake. All of that shit that you're eating contains phytoestrogens. That is a compound that is physically similar to estrogen, which means higher phytoestrogens and estrogens in your body, lower testosterone, right? So soy milk, tofu, edamame, a lot of foods that that contain soy that you're eating all the time. Because let me just tell you this. There are some foods that have soy in it, like small, you know, very small amounts of soy that you can still eat. I'm not saying like, you know, you got to like, because there are some foods that have a little bit of soy. There's some healthy foods, some testosterone boosting foods, some things that will, that if you look at the, you know, the actual food and the micronutrients and what's in it, and they may have a little bit of soy, but it's also going to help us with testosterone, and you're not going to be eating it all the time. And it's not going to be a food that you have like soy protein and edamame and tofu and soy milk and miso and all that and all the tons of processed foods and corn and all that stuff that a lot of vegetarian and vegan foods, because a lot of vegetarian vegan foods are processed as well. You got to remember that they're processed foods. They're trying to mimic real foods by not having meat in it or what have you, but there's a lot of processed shit in there and soy and all the other crap that's in it. So all of this, hey, great if you're a man in your 20s and 30s who has high testosterone already, but for us guys in our 40s, 50s, 60s and 70s, man, it's very tough. There's a couple of guys in my brotherhood who are vegetarians, and you know, they're finding it tough. Like they're like, hey man, in the Facebook group, is there anyone that's any other person in here in vegetarian? It's like, nope, not many. But again, you know, it's you want it. Soy is one of those things you just want to stay away. Now again, if it's like, oh, there's a little bit of soy in this you know, Ezekiel bread or whatever, no problem, man. No problem. I'm just talking about that, like soy-based foods, soy-based milk, soy-based stuff that's going to drastically mimic the effects of estrogen and alter your hormones and reduce your testosterone. Okay, so stay away from soy-based foods. Next up, number 5, artificial flavors and colors. Things like soda. Things like juices, things like aspartame, an artificial sweetener. I know there's a lot of guys out there who use artificial sweeteners in their coffee or their tea or whatever else you do, or a lot of guys out there that drink soda or drink juices because they think, oh, I'm drinking orange juice. Once again, if you're a man over 40, 50, 60, and I see you drinking your grape juice or an orange juice or an apple juice, I'm slapping that thing out of your hand as violently as I can. Not going to hit you. I'm just going to hit the juice. Slap it out. And if I see you drinking a soda, you're going to get kicks. I'm going to kick the soda out of your hand. I'm going to kick it out of your hand. You're going to hold it like this. You're just about to drink it. You're going to be holding it and talking to somebody. I'm just going to kick the thing out of here. Just like the monster president did to Daniel Cormier. That's exactly that. Exactly what the monster, you have to go and Google it. The monster president, Daniel Cormier, is a UFC fighter, fighting for the heavyweight belt. He used to be the heavyweight champion and the light heavyweight champion, holding a monster. He's talking to somebody, and it was a beautiful crescent kick that kicked it right out of his hand. That's exactly it, right there. No soda, no juices, no artificial sweetener, because it's the aspartame, right? Aspartame has what's called excitotoxins. And these excitotoxins they mess up the neurological transmitters in your brain. And remember when testosterone starts in the hypothalamus, right up in the brain, that's when the whole process starts up here in the brain and then moves down to the testes, right? And so when there's too much excitotoxins up in the brain, it can have some effect on your brain, the impact of your brain to actually start that process of producing testosterone. So artificial sweeteners, artificial colors, artificial flavors, a lot of stuff that you find in processed foods, a lot of things you find in preservatives. That's why in my Lean Pro 30, it's stevia, right? You can use stevia. I sweeten it with stevia. A lot of other protein powders out there, they have artificial colors. They have artificial flavors. They have artificial sweeteners. They have all that stuff. They have sugar. They have tons of the stuff that I'm a soy, right? Mine's so it's just stay away from that type of stuff, right? And sodas and sugars, juices, you don't need that stuff. Again, now, a juice after a training session, right? For sure. An orange juice once in a while, you know, for breakfast, because you're having this nice, you know, guilt-free breakfast with pancakes and waffles and whatever else, because it's a guilt-free meal. It's what you guys call cheat meal, what we call guilt-free meals, because they're planned. Go for it. But if it's something that you're always drinking, like I have a buddy who, well, a guy, I haven't talked to him in a long time, but he used to drink Diet Cokes all the time, like the big, I don't know, whatever, 2-liter bottles or whatever, all the time. Never get in shape. Never. Feels like shit all the time. Anyways, artificial flavors, colors, sodas, juices, aspartame, artificial sweeteners. Get rid of it. Number 6, avoid processed hydrogenated oils like vegetable oils, like canola oil, soybean, corn oil, cottonseed oil, all of those polyunsaturated fatty acids that are crushing your testosterone levels. Yeah, we need healthy fats. We need monounsaturated fats. We need some saturated fats. We need those because they have cholesterol. And the cholesterol is what's going to, is a precursor to testosterone production. So in order for testosterone to start that production, remember hypothalamus all the way down to the testes, but in order for that, just that ignition for it to go, okay, let's go, you need cholesterol, good cholesterol, which is why it's very, fat is the number one macronutrient for a testosterone-based diet, for a diet for men over 40. Healthy fats, starchy carbs, because they're also good for your thyroid, for the metabolism, but it's not all fats, right? It's not all fats. It's a healthy source of dietary fats, like monounsaturated and saturated fats, but it's the trans fats, it's the vegetable oil that a lot of people cook in, that when we go to fast food restaurants that they cook in, right? The trans fats, I think we're gonna get to that I think like trans fats / hydrogenated oils, all of those things can be in the same, processed foods, like all of those can be combined, even though it's separate on this list here. Lots of studies that show that the too much of these will significantly lower your testosterone levels, So you need to get rid of that stuff, and not cook with those. Cook with coconut oil. Cook with olive oil, right? Actually, I love cooking with the coconut oil. I love putting olive oil on my salads. I love putting olive oil on my rice. I love putting olive oil on my chicken. I love putting olive oil on my steak before I put it on the barbecue. You know, the great oil that has the cholesterol and the healthy fats and the omega-3s that we're going to use to, and omega-3s that you can add as well. But you know, that's where you're going to get some of those healthy fats, not in cooking oil, you know, vegetable oils, canola oil, all those oils that you see on the shelf in the market, on the market. All right, number 7, GMO, baby, genetically modified organisms, GMO. And the crazy thing is, and unfortunately, in our society today, there's a lot of foods that are GMO-based. Tons, man. It's almost everywhere. And so, you know, GMO, here's the problem with GMO foods. Xenoestrogens, commonly known as female hormone mimickers or estrogen, which, as we've talked about many times, Say it. Say it together. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Decreases your testosterone. Exactly. Come on, man. Stop feminizing yourself. Get rid of GMOs. Get rid of xenoestrogens, right? Pesticides. So you know, things like GMOs, pesticides that are in the foods, right? Again, pesticides, which are heavily relied on GMOs, right? So the foods that some farmers will modify foods, right, to grow them bigger, right? Or they may be modified. Actually, a lot of those foods, let me refrain from saying that, because there's lots of farmers out there, more often than not, that farm non-GMO foods, right? But there's laboratories that will inject these in, you know, will try to modify their food so that they grow bigger, right? That they've got more of the DNA that'll make them big and so that they can sell more. But a lot of those foods have pesticides in it, and a lot of pesticides rely on GMO. So, you know, they want foods that grow faster. They want foods that are bigger. And what happens is the foods become much more fake, right? So you need to ensure that you're eating foods that are non-GMO. Okay, no pesticides. Corn is especially a food that you need to avoid. It has a lot of, you know, that also has a lot of natural toxins and anti-nutrients and are fed to a lot of the cattle out there. So that was just a bonus. Anyways, number 8 is mint. And thank God for me, because I hate mint, specifically spearmint and peppermint. But there's been studies that show that spearmint and peppermint will decrease your testosterone levels. They actually did a study on women who drank spearmint tea, and men who drank peppermint tea, and they had a significant decline in testosterone. So you want to stay away from mint. I know a lot of people chew mint gum. That's killing you, man. That's killing you. Gum in general, when you drink, it's chew a lot of gum, but mint gum, oh. And mint. The smell of mint is disgusting. I don't know why people think mint. It's so overpowering, overwhelming. I could be sitting somewhere and I look like 10. I look 5 yards away and I see. Come on, man. We're not kids, man. Get rid of, if you got to chew gum, do not chew peppermint or spearmint gum. Do not drink that peppermint tea, spearmint herbal tea for my stomach. Nah, man. Get probiotics for your stomach, man. Eat proper foods for your stomach, man. Not spearmint, mint, or peppermint. Now, a little bit of mint in certain things, like mint leaves here and there, no problem. But when you're like always having, you know, spearmint tea or mint tea or peppermint tea or whatever the fuck it is, or if you're always like chewing gum, that's gonna affect your testosterone levels. The little mint leaves here and there, that's cool. That's all cool. But it's the ongoing stuff. So if you're a mint gum chewer, change the station. Number 9, flaxseed. Ooh, this is a good one, because a lot of guys think that flaxseed is healthy, which it is. It is healthy. But for men over 40, it ain't. The lignans in there ain't healthy, because they bind to testosterone and force the testosterone to get excreted from your body. So you don't want flaxseed. All the other seeds are great. Just stay away from flaxseed. And again, if there's a little flaxseed in your Ezekiel bread or something, don't worry about it. It's just the ongoing, like pouring in of flaxseeds in your smoothies. Or, oh yeah, I put a whole big thing of flaxseed in my morning oatmeal. Don't do that. Stay away from flaxseed. Again, listen, flaxseed is healthy. Like, there's a lot of great heart healthy fats, there's a lot of good fiber, there's a lot of good vitamins and minerals for sure. But for men over 40, it's not. For us guys, because it actually affects our hormones, our number one male hormone. So we got to stay away from that, right? And number 10, processed foods. We talked about this before. Foods high in sodium, high in calories, high in added sugars, processed for the convenience, like convenience meals, frozen foods. Now, I'm not talking about frozen vegetables. I'm talking about like the frozen foods, prepackaged snacks, the prepackaged foods that you go and get, like, you know, packaged like meats and all that stuff. Too much, you know, sodium, too many calories, trans fats. You want to stay away from that. You definitely want to stay away from that, because you know what? Trans fats, the worst fat, is actually linked to an increase in heart disease, an increase in type 2 diabetes, and an increase in inflammation, and an increase in the decrease of testosterone. So you want to stay away from that. Stay away from those. So let's go down the hatchet. Let's go down the list again. First thing you want to stay away from, obviously, simple sugars, breads, pastries, muffins, pasta. Stay away from that. Decreases testosterone. And again, all the stuff you can find online, it's all backed by science and research. There's a lot of research that goes behind all this. I'm not just talking out of my ass. Number two, beer and alcohol. Stay away from it until you reach your goal. Once you reach your goal, you can do what you want, but you're going to soon find out that after you have eliminated it from your daily or whatever it is, from your lifestyle, and you go back to it, you're going to right away, you're going to feel a difference. You're going to be like, I'm not talking about getting drunker faster. You're just going to feel how it affects your body, how you feel. It's just like, I don't know, man, do I even need this the next day? How you feel? Like, do I even want to go down that route? You know, how hard it's going to be to get back into the gym. Anyways, it's estrogenic, guys. It's making you listen. The number one here's something for you. The number one physical feature that signals me, I know 100%. I can just say it right. 100%. No, 99.9%. Okay. Unless someone has some type of medical issue. If you have a belly, if you have belly fat, you have low testosterone, or high estrogen, which, unless you're taking testosterone, obviously, if you're taking testosterone and you drink a ton of beer, your testosterone levels will probably be a little high or at least normal, but your estrogen levels will be even higher. Well, I'm telling you, that's number one. As soon as I see some of the belly, I'm like, oh, that guy's got low testosterone. Doesn't matter how big and thick he is and how much buff, he's got low testosterone. He's got high estrogen. This guy's a girl. That's a female. This guy's feminizing himself. And beer belly says it right. The guys also, I got to get rid of this beer belly. Yeah, you got to get rid of your female belly. Estrogen belly, man. Get rid of it. Once you hit where you want to be, once you get to the point of like, okay, now I feel good. My body's where I want it to be. My body fat percentage is where I want it to be. My health is where I want it to be. Then you can say, okay, you know what? I'm going to, you know, have a beer or wine or here and there. Because I know, and because you've learned a lifestyle of eating and a lifestyle of workouts and lifestyle of exercise and recovery and all that stuff, then definitely you can do that. 100%, man, go nuts. But until you reach your goal, you should not be drinking any alcohol at all. Not even a cheat. Just eliminate everything that's causing shit in your body. Eliminate it all until you can turn it around to where you want to get to. Number three, dairy. Okay, not all dairy, but milk, you know, some dairy products, milk for sure. Get rid of the milk. That's like the number one dairy thing you can get rid of. Yogurt's good. Like you can have yogurt, specifically Greek yogurt, but it's the milk. It's the estradiol in the milk that you want to get rid of. Soy, number four. We all know soy, tofu's, edamame, soy protein powders. Come on, guys. Come on, man. Your wife or girlfriend gave you that. There's no sane, your wife, your girlfriend, or there's no sane man would come up to you and say, hey, have soy protein. That's your female dietitian, maybe your female doctor, although I'm hoping your female doctor would never tell you to drink protein, soy protein. That's your wife. Or that's that girl that you're following on Instagram. That's your girlfriend. That's your sister. That's your mom. That's who's telling you to drink soy protein. No man is going to tell you to drink soy protein. I shouldn't say real man, but no man is going to come up to you and say, hey, brother, have some soy protein. That ain't happening. No man who knows how important testosterone is. Let's say that. No man who knows how important testosterone is to a man's life is going to tell you to have soy protein isolate. Anyways, edamame, soy milk, miso, all that shit. Vegan diets, get rid of it. Get rid of it. Estrogenic, phytoestrogens. Number five, artificial flavors, colors, aspartame, sodas, juices. What am I going to tell you? If I see you walking down the street, and you're holding a soda juice, you're holding a juice, you're holding, a double coffee with artificial sweetener, I'm kicking it out of your hand. Not even going to slap it. I'm kicking the soda. I'll slap the, I'll slap the milk or the beer out of your hand. I'm not even going to pay for that beer. I ain't going to pay for it. I'm just going to slap it out because you're going to know. You're going to be like, oh, shit, that's Funk. Funk, slap him. This is a slap episode. It's going to be the slap. I'm not going to assault you. I'm just going to slap it out of your hand and you're going to know exactly. You're going to be like, oh, yeah, episode 48. Ah, that's what's going to happen. You're going to be walking down the street. You're going to listen to this episode knowing full well what I just talked about. You're going to listen to this episode and then one day you're going to be like, oh, you know what? You're look around. This is what you're going to do. You're going to look around and you're going to be like, okay, I'm at the grocery store. I'm down the juice aisle. I'm down the soda aisle. You know what? I'm just going to grab this 6-pack of Diet Coke. No one's going to know it's diet. You're going to bring it home. You're going to open it. And you're going to be looking around because you know that once you drink that soda, I'm going to be there to kick it out of your hand. And you know what you're going to say after that? You're going to go, shit, episode 48. Damn it. And you're going to be like, all right, you got me. That's like, this is free reign for Funk Roberts to kick these things out of and slap them out of your hands. Even as you're just drinking, like you're going to be like just about to get it. And I'm just going to be like, right out of your hand. And you're going to say, episode 48. Damn it. God, I got it again. I can't. And what are you going to do? You're going to be like, yep. Listen, he told me. He literally said that this was going to happen. And it happened. And I can't go back on it because I knew when I went out and I bought soda or juices or soy protein or edamame or drinking dairy, or I went to have a beer, or, you know, I went and went to... it was morning. I rushed out of the house. I thought I'd drive, get a muffin. I knew that Funk was going to slap it or kick it out of my hand before I did it. And I did it anyway. There it is. This is a signed. You just literally, if you're listening to this right now, you have given me permission. You signed that permission for me to do this. So whether you, you could be going like this. No, I didn't. Yeah, you did. Because you're listening to this right now. That's permission for me, after telling you what kills your testosterone, to kick or slap out of your hands any of these things that are on this list. Okay? That's it. It may not happen. Listen, you may go your whole life sneaking these in. Or maybe 5 years, 6 years. It's so funny. We used to play this game in beach volleyball called Buffalo. The guys from Quebec it may be a game everyone plays everywhere, but the guys from Quebec, the players from Quebec, big up to Eric Masson and that crew. They used to have a game called Buffalo, and it would be if you drank your beer out of the hand, your opposite hitting hand. So I'm a lefty. So if I ever drank a beer out of my right hand, they would call Buffalo. I can't remember if I had to down the beer or if they just slapped the beer out of my hand or there was something that I can't even remember. It's been so long. Buffalo, and I think you have to down the beer and then pay. You have to down your beer for wherever it is and you had to pay for the next one, or maybe they just slapped it out of your hand. I can't remember, but this is what this reminds you of, because literally after like, you know, 3 or 4 tournaments, you're literally like, oh shit, I gotta make sure I get a drink out of here, because you're just looking around before you drank and you just gotta, like, you know, because you know that anytime those guys are just gonna pop up and go Buffalo. And I can't remember if they slapped out of their hand or if you had to give them the beer. I can't remember what it was, but it was definitely something you did not want to do, specifically as a young professional athlete who at that time was probably not making a ton of money. At that time, it was one of my years where I was making good money. It was one of those bottom feeder years where you win money from a tournament, pays for you to get to the next tournament, and it'll open to the alcohol after. Anyways, I got to talk to Eric Masson about Buffalo again, but Eric, if you're listening to this podcast right now, big up to you, Eric Masson, and the French crew. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what is that? Anyways, okay. Number 7, GMO, GMO foods. They have xenoestrogens. Make sure that you're getting rid of those GMO foods, genetically modified organisms, pesticides, those things. What those laboratories are jacking into the foods to make bigger, better, faster / faker foods. Get rid of that mint. So for those of you guys out there who chew mint gum, I don't want to say what I'm going to do to you if I find you chewing mint gum, but just don't chew mint gum. Don't drink spearmint tea or herbals, mint tea and all that stuff. But mint leaves are great. Flaxseed, get rid of the flaxseed. Do not have flaxseed. You can have all the other seeds. You can have hemp seeds. You can have all those other ones. Just the flaxseeds, although they are healthy and although you see them on health food lists, just for us guys, because of those lignans that are in there that bind to our testosterone and excrete it from our body, we want to stay away from that. And finally, of course, processed foods. Convenience foods, right? Frozen foods. And again, I'm not talking frozen vegetables and foods. I'm talking like the frozen food dinners, convenience meals, prepackaged snacks, prepackaged meats. A lot of those things that are high in trans fats, that are causing heart disease, that are causing type 2 diabetes, that are causing obesity, that's causing inflammation. Get rid of those. And that's it, man. Thank you so much for joining me today. Episode number 48 is in the books. We are here. We are crushing it. Please, guys, I want you to focus 100% right now on getting as healthy as you can. If you're listening to this right now and you haven't pulled the trigger on the Over 40 Alpha Brotherhood, do it today. Over40alpha.com. Go there right now and sign up. It's $1. The $1 is for 30 days. Sorry. Sign up right now. It's $1 30-day trial. 30-day trial. And that during those 30 days, you're going to get access to all the workouts, all the nutrition, all the coaching. You're going to get 4 coaching, weekly coaching. You're going to get Ask Funks. You're going to get all the support. You're going to get recovery. You're going to get everything you need. And I'm not going to just throw it all at you at once. I'm going to get it to you the way you need it. You're going to get 4 workouts, whether you have access to dumbbells or you have no equipment. It doesn't matter. Metabolic workouts. You're going to burn fat. You're going to build muscle. You're going to get stronger. You're going to lose belly fat. You're going to lose body fat. All in 30 days, all those things are going to decrease and your muscle is going to get, you're going to feel much stronger. And then after 30 days or before 30 days, you can do whatever you want. You can cancel or you can continue. Like 90% of the men who start the program, they continue and they are there for life. And this is going to be a new healthy life for you, because with COVID, with the coronavirus, with everything going on in the world right now, we need to be strong. We need to be healthy. We need not only for ourselves, but for our families, for our wives, for our kids, for our grandchildren, and everyone around us, the community. We need to be healthy. And that starts with you, my brother. Get over40alpha.com. Get there now. And thank you so much for being on this podcast. Remove those foods from your day, from your life. Get the good foods in. And I guarantee you will see incredible results. Thank you so much. I'll talk to you in the next podcast. Get it done. Hey, it's Funk Roberts here, and thank you so much for listening to this episode of my Over 40 Alpha podcast. Now, before you go, I've got a special gift that I want to give you, and one thing I need to ask you as a member of our podcast family. First, if you haven't already, please claim your free 30-day trial at over40alpha.com. This is a 30-day trial into our Over 40 fitness program that has workouts, nutrition, mindset training, recovery training, everything you need to help you lose weight, to help you burn belly fat, to help you increase your muscle, and of course, naturally increase your testosterone levels and get you into the best shape of your life. So please go to over40alpha.com and join the thousands of men in their 40s, 50s, 60s getting incredible results on a daily basis. And next, as a member of our Over 40 Alpha podcast family, please, if you know anyone, another guy in their 40s, 50s, 60s who can benefit from listening to this podcast, share it with them. And if you can, please leave a review. It really helps us with the podcast. Thank you so much again. Get it done, and I'll see you next week.
You've been listening to the Over 40 Alpha podcast, hosted by Funk Roberts, former professional athlete turned master metabolic trainer and best-selling author, bringing you the best information to help you get into the best shape and health of your life in your 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond. join us for another podcast.